Most Americans wouldn't know how to cope without 24/7 access to their cell phones or TVs, but the Lazara family moved from urban Connecticut to rural Vermont specifically to escape the noise and close quarters of urban life. They live off the electric grid. Their house is powered by a wind turbine and 14 solar panels. The soft whir of the wind turbine is a comforting sound to the Lazaras since it means their backup batteries are being charged. Driving up the quarter-mile driveway to their house, located 1,700 feet above sea level, the house seems more old country than modern family. Dawn Lazara is an elementary school teacher and a mother of two, and has enjoyed the peace and quiet of Groton, Vermont since moving here 14 years ago.
The radio is on now, but when I'm home by myself, I have nothing on. No noise, I should say. No noise on. And I just love the quiet, you know, to go on the front deck and just look out at the mountains and just hear nature and to get in tune with yourself and to relax. That's my favorite part. Looking out the front door, or the dooryard as they say in Vermont, and just seeing the beauty of Vermont.
The Lazaras begin their day by tending to the animals living on their 10 acres of land. The family used to have cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, and ducks, but now only care for chickens and a goat named Gizmo.
He doesn't hurt, he just, he'll just go
and jumps on you.
But you do more things on your own, for yourself. You know, you don't just run to the store to get an egg. If the chicken doesn't lay it, you don't have eggs that night. I have to go out and I have to feed and water and hay the goat, let him out because we lock him up at night. He lived with us in the house for 6 months when he was a baby. So he likes people, he won't just go and roam. He wants to play with us. And in the summer, he's out for hours with us whenever we're doing yard work. Oh, and he's about 7 years old. That's my Gizmo. Everybody has dogs. I have a goat.
And although the family enjoys living on their own mountain with no neighbors in sight, it took a lot of work to get the house where it is and to be able to keep in contact with loved ones. Dawn's husband, Vincent Lazara, a tractor-trailer mechanic, built most of the house from the ground up.
They installed the solar panels. They track. They actually follow the sun. So when the sun comes up in the morning, they'll be facing east. Put the wind turbines in. We actually built this place. It was just a hunting camp. No walls. They had 2x4s and an outside structure. No foundation. And it was actually her cousin's place, so he gave me a hand. So we jacked the building up, we poured foundations, set it back down on the foundations, maintaining the battery bank for the power, because we do run off batteries, and the solar and the wind charges the battery bank for us. We had an outhouse when we first moved here. We had an outhouse probably for, I would say, about 6 months, because it was a hunting camp, you know, so there's no running water. We had to put the well in. It was cold.
We have a special cell phone that it has a booster. So you have to take your cell phone and put it into this booster that gives us the power and the cell service. We just can't pick up a cell phone like everybody else does and just talk on it. We have to have like a special booster and an antenna to get the service. We have satellite service for our internet because we don't have any phone lines at all, and we don't have any kind of power from the road or anything. When we first moved here, it was going to be $18,000 for a phone line and $45,000 for power to be brought up here. So we decided that we were going to try it without that, and so far it's been wonderful.
While Dawn and Vincent say the move away from the high crime and traffic of the city has been easy, the adjustment has been more difficult for their kids, 21-year-old Terry and 24-year-old Vinny.
It was sunny this morning.
I tried to explain that to you. Just because it's sunny doesn't mean the batteries are charged. Like if you have 2 days of no sun, it takes 4 days of pure sun to get the batteries back to where they belong. Now we got the long
days.
Should
have bribed you with candy this morning.
What do you mean? You blew dry your hair and straightened it anyway, didn't you?
Yes.
Terry has lived in Vermont most of her life, but now attends Western New England University in Springfield, Massachusetts. Neither she nor Vinny plan on staying on their family's land long term.
At first, it was really fun because, like, I loved getting, like, the eggs from the chicken, and, like, killing the animals was, like, something new. And even just having that many animals and being able to, like, do what we wanted and not being, like, restricted by neighbors was really fun. And, like, I also liked growing up in a small high school, but I'm definitely more of a city life person. I like to be able to go out now, like, being older. I like coming home now from school and relaxing but just for about a week, and I can shoot my gun, I can go kayaking, I can go skiing, and it's just, like, so nice to just chill. But then by the end of the week, I'm ready to go back to fast pace. But when I'm old, maybe come back here, at least have, like, a summer house or something.
Dawn understands her kids' need to live an urban life, but does hope they carry what they learned with them for the rest of their lives.
I want them to be independent, I want them to do what they want to do, but it also makes me sad that they don't like their home. And they don't like where they are. I don't mind them moving somewhere, but I don't want them going too far where we can't visit. But I think we did the right thing by moving up here. I think they got a great education, and they learned that they had to work hard to get things. Things weren't just handed to them. They had to work with the cows and the chickens and the pigs and take care of the animals, you know, and do their chores. So they weren't just the type of kids that just, you know, got things for doing nothing. And I think that's a good thing.
Living in relative isolation isn't always the easiest way of life for the family, but for Vincent, the benefits far outweigh the downfalls.
I see my wife giving me a cowboy funeral on this property, which is basically you just put them out in the yard and you kick some dirt on them and you walk away. Yeah, I got no intentions on ever leaving here. No matter how cold it gets or how bad my bones ache. I'll die on the property, as far as I'm concerned.
Reporting from the mountains of Groton, Vermont for WAMC, I'm Elise Linscott.